All right. We will get right back to the phones. And obviously, heavy, heavy Lions Day today. Quick TO. It's time for a blitz. I'd like to lead this blitz with breaking news. The touchdown play is back in East Lansing. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Dave.
Congratulations on that, by the way.
Congratulations on functionality. Go ahead.
Here's what I'm going to start the college football blitz with, an apology. Because before the season, I was the only one that still supported Deion at Colorado and said that it will work.
Uh-oh.
I am now done with Deion at Colorado. They look bad. Jeez, man. No offensive line. Players yelling at each other. Travis Hunter going right by his coach and then screaming at his teammates.
Yeah,
they're done. I'm done with them.
You see a bunch of individuals. You don't see a team. I don't see where he's building the program. I think a caller put it best. He's playing daddy ball out there. He's just out there trying to take care of one of his sons. He only has one now. One broke his arm, so he's out for a long time. There's nothing about Colorado that says they're going to win games. They're entertaining.
You know what? You're a racist.
Well,
Let's go with that narrative. You can't critique him as a football coach. You're racist.
Right. No, I'm a Tom, not a racist.
Oh, my bad. Okay, so here's the deal. Rego nailed all of it. There are the three worst offensive lines I've seen in America. And they're all kind of cut and paste O lines. SMU, Oklahoma, and Colorado. If you can't block North Dakota State and Nebraska, you have no hope as you enter the Big 12. And I don't see what their plan is. I really don't.
Well, you mentioned one of those teams. Let's talk about one of those teams. Oklahoma. They enter 27.5-point favorites in this game.
Should have lost.
And they should have lost the game. Jackson Arnold was sacked 3 times for a second straight week. They look bad. He was 19 of 32, 174. At 2.6 yards per carry. They're going to have a rough time in the SEC, I see.
Well, I told you all summer. Yeah. Texas was prepared for the conversion. Oklahoma wasn't. Like Rico said, I mean, Rico tried to warn them. He told them you don't want Spencer Brown. They didn't listen. They're a mess.
Yeah, David, this is a team that they're going to be battling just for respect to be in the middle of the SEC. Probably should have stuck with the Big 12. You would have had a puncher's chance of maybe pulling out some games. But you stepped up to the big boy table, and yeah, this is the best that you have. Good luck.
So let's talk about the big boy table. Oregon is now in the Big 10. Can we talk about them now? We've now seen them 2 straight weeks. They struggled in week 1 against Idaho. Struggled 1 on a last-second field goal against Boise State. Who are they?
I don't know. I'm scared. I watched the first half of the Boise State game. Forgive me, flying home Saturday. I got tired. I couldn't stay for the second half. I've seen what I need to see to tell you. Again, a lot of cut and paste, a lot of transfer portal. I'm not seeing up front winning at the line of scrimmage the way they should be, specifically on the D-line. And it's very uneven performances. Look, man, they needed a punt return and a kick return to win that game. That can't be what you're doing against Boise State, who is good. Boise might win the Mountain West, might be what is it now? The group of five.
Right.
The non-rich people teams, they may make the playoff, but you're in Outson. Off a terrible performance. I got nothing. I'm scared.
No, Mike, and this is one where you should be happy. Oregon shows you can't buy wins. You can't buy happiness. You can't just buy players and walk in and win. You have to have a team. You have to have some type of a program. You can't just go out and get a bunch of transfers and expect to win a bunch of games. They look like guys that by the end of the season may get it together, but right now it's like a very awkward first date. Like,
yeah, they're running out of time to figure it out. Yeah. You know, and again, they're at Oregon State this week. And I know, ha, 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 bottom line is Oregon State hates their guts. They'll bring whatever they have. I'm very, very scared with Oregon. Go ahead.
Let's talk about Oklahoma State and Arkansas. They went to 2 overtimes. Oklahoma State wins 39-31. Was that more Arkansas being decent or Oklahoma State maybe looking past them?
Choice B.
Okay.
Oklahoma State spaced out in the first half, had no control of the football. They were airing it out with Alan Bowman out of nowhere. It made no damn sense.
Yeah. We talked about it Friday. Every now and then, Oklahoma State, every game just has that one game a year where you're just like, What are you doing?
They space out. Yeah, you're right.
Why are you playing this way? You don't have to. And
why are you doing this to me? But they ended up hitting the over and covering, so great performance. But no, it was more they sleptwalked in the first half. They got it rolling in the second half. Sam Pittman's going to get fired. It's when, not if. But it just, this is where Rico's right. They have these weird performances under Gundy, and they always happen in the non-conference. Always. Last year, dump truck by South Alabama. How?
Who?
Yeah. The Jaguars. Yeah. Put some respect on their name.
So after week one's win against Texas A&M, we thought we knew what Notre Dame was.
Where? Wellness check. Caller Rob in Brighton. Wellness check. I feel like Rob is Andy Dufresne in the sewage pipe right now. How do you go to A&M and win? I knew it was a letdown spot. I was happy to take 28.5. Never in this lifetime or the next would I imagine Thomas Hammack doing the post-game interview winning. Why?
Yeah.
You explain it. And someone check on caller Rob.
I can. I thought, okay, they're going to kick this into gear. Okay, they're toying around with them come halftime. Wait, the score still. Okay, fourth quarter.
No, now's the time we'll get
fourth
it right.
Fourth quarter, yeah. You know. Wait, final? Did that just say final?
I'm going to tell you what should happen, not what will. Should, not will. Notre Dame shouldn't be allowed in the playoff. You don't play in a conference. You got this candy-ass schedule of yours, and you don't play a conference title game. You lose as a 30-point favorite to some poverty-ridden program from DeKalb. I ain't letting you in my playoff.
Yeah, but you'll beat Florida State, and it'll be like, oh, well, look.
Beating Florida State?
Who are they?
You may as well punch Kenny in the face.
It's a name. College football is about names.
All I'll tell you is, if Notre Dame loses one more game, I'm dying on the hill. They shouldn't be in the playoff.
No, you're right. Because right now.
Better run the table.
No. Right now, even if you run the table, you don't get to play a game in South Bend.
No.
You're on the road. You're in.
That was a disgrace.
But you're in the final four spots.
Well, I started it off with the retake.
The touchdown play is back.
Nick Marsh.
I'm going to end it with an apology to every listener out there that hurt me. Love on this team, preseason, and that is NC State. I loved and I wanted Grayson McCall and NC State to be something.
I tried to tell
51
you.
51 points they gave
Hold
up.
Hold on. Ready, Rico? I want to help him like you help your students. David, repeat after me. Iamalieva.
Yep. That, yep.
Just call that man Nico.
David.
Tennessee's good.
I know the feeling. You had them in your playoff thing?
I did.
Iamalieva.
I got Florida State in mind.
Woo!
Iamalieva.
Mistakes were made.
Yep.
Just call that man Nico. You know what you put on the back of his jersey? Bad MF.
He's something, man.
Tennessee's good. I'm actually ready to buy stock in the Volunteer Navy.
I want to, but I can't just yet.
Iamalieva. Yeah, that's right.
Never going to happen out of my mouth.
He's no Davis Warren, but he's pretty good.
Well.
Whoa.
They beat themselves.
Hold on. Can I do this?
They beat themselves.
Addendum to the blitz. What did you make of what Rico just said? The Davis Warren quote after the game. No, wasn't so much Texas as it was we beat ourselves. Huh? What?
We let them win the game.
It's also a river in Egypt. It's a river in Egypt. That's denial.
That was an unbelievable remark.
That's denial, right?
Texas rolled in and just trampled you. And you're hitting it with the, it was more about us than them. Yeah. What part of it?
Yeah. And if they score on the first touchdown on the first drive.
Oh, it's ugly. Uglier, I should say.
I mean, you do realize I would have been like, Davis, they didn't punt the ball to the second half. The punter could have showed up late.
And that's because they stopped playing.
They did. At this point, they were trying to figure out where the parties were.
Woo!
Are we going to stick around for the party, coach?
Where's
we going
the frat house?
Right. Yeah, you know.
Dono!
Can we get Arch? Can we get gosh. Arch in the game?
And that Dono. Is your college football blitz.